Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Daunt, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. So there's two things that I want to cover in this episode today, and they are going to fill you with joy. You're going to feel so good after listening to them, and I'm hoping it's going to put you all in a positive state for manifestation, because I appreciate over the last few episodes, unless I've had a guest on, I think I've done more mindset stuff for you, whereas this episode I really wanted to bring back some manifestation, especially because we're kind of, you know, we're halfway through the year and it's really good to kind of have a little reset, isn't it? So this episode, I want to tell you about a friend of mine, okay? I was 16 and I just started working part-time at Next. I was thinking about telling you this and I started getting emotional just thinking about it. And it's just, you know, there's some people that are so important in your journey. And although you may not see them now, you just remember how important they were in the times where you struggled. I was 16. I'm going to really try and do this without crying. And I would imagine I was pretty broken. Okay. Like still lost, you know, like just still coping with the grief of my fiance who'd passed away, still only 16, like so young, and so much had happened. And this was my first ever job working in Next. And it just felt like it was full of grown-ups and adults. And I just felt like this lost little girl, and this sad little lost little girl as well. Now, I started at Next when it was still, the stores were still quite small on the high street. This is relevant because I think if you start somewhere big, you may not kind of get this immediately, but it did feel like a little family already. And the other person that worked there was one of my mum's best friends. Oh my God, I might cry about that as well. It was my auntie Carol. Okay, so not my auntie, one of those aunties that's not your aunties. It's just your mum's best friend. And I just remember thinking, oh, I'm so pleased I get to work with my auntie Carol. And we worked on children's wear. And children's wear was so tiny. It had like one tiny little stand in the middle of the shop. And it was jam-packed because at that time, Next was doing so well. And you just kind of like, you know, you were really squishing the stock out. You know, on that tiny little department with one stand, there could be two of us or three of us at any one time. It's mad to think about it now when you look back and you just think, God, there's no staff in like massive stores. You're going to Zara, there's like two people on the till now. Anyway, that's my retail head talking. And it was lovely. It was a lovely atmosphere. And I remember this one girl, and I don't want to say her name because I'm going to say something that she told me. So I'm going to keep her identity sealed. But I am going to tell you her story, sort of what she told me. But in terms of how we met, so we worked at Next together, and she'll be listening now, and you know who you are as you're listening on your way to work. And she just was this light. Like, I just remember as this light. Like, I loved it when she was in on shift. Even if she wasn't in on shift, if you'd go in the next day, she'd written this hilarious handover note. Like, it was so funny. I would just be so excited to get in the morning and read this handover note from her. She was just one of those people that made you smile without saying very much. And so she was a really, really important part of, I guess, me kind of stepping out of this dark place that I was in into a completely different world. This was like the working world. I was like, I had a job. I was earning some money. Like, and nobody knew me as the girl that partner had committed suicide. Like, I didn't have that identity, which was such a relief, like, to not have that and to be someone else. So to put context, it's one of those people who made a big difference in my life. And although we've kept in touch, it's been very sporadic. We've lost touch over the years. She now lives in Manchester. She's lived in Manchester. God, I wouldn't even like saying, she's probably shouting at the podcast now. She's listening, telling us how long it is. I think she must have moved there when I was about 20, if not younger. So she's been there at least 20 years, I reckon. So in that time, God, I may not have seen her since just before she moved and got married. So it's a long time. And she's been following like
my posts on Instagram and like social media and stuff, and now she's been listening to my podcast, and we've sent a lot more kind of like voice messages back and forth, and it's lovely to have her voice back in my life. But the reason I'm telling you this story is because she was kind of in a rut. I don't know how much of a rut, I just know she was like, oh, I don't know whether like I need some more of Jude in my life. And she was like, what programs do you offer? And we kind of got talking, and what she decided to do was to purchase the Month to Manifest course. I don't think she'd read The Secret or anything like that, the classic way of getting into it. I think she kind of heard about it literally through me talking about it. And she wanted to do more work on that side of things, just focusing on more positive stuff. So this is where the story comes in that you'll love, okay? So she'd bought the course, and within a couple of days, all she'd started doing within the course was thinking about a vision board, right? So remember, like, at this point, there is no resistance to anything because she's just open to it. And again, that's the beauty of it. And if you've ever heard anyone kind of purchase a manifestation course and just by them hitting the button, something immediately happened, it's because we raise our vibrations and we lower our resistance, okay? So she just started, as I say, to think about what she was wanting on a vision board. And she spoke to her partner about it after a really hard day at work. She was like, oh, just feel like I need a change. Like, I don't know. And she was kind of going back and forward, but I feel like I'm open to something else. And then I've written loads of notes down from the voice notes that she sent us, if you can hear us flipping through them, because I wanted to make sure I wasn't paraphrasing any of this. After the conversation that she'd had with her partner, she then goes and has a bath and just kind of like has some reflection time. Yeah, she's got no resistance at this point, just reflecting, you know, resting up, reading a book, whatever. And then she gets out the bath, she puts on her dressing gown, goes downstairs, pulls her phone out of her pocket, and there's a message there. There's a text message from an old mentor who had messaged to say there's a job that he wants her to go for. So how quick is that? The beautiful end to this story is that she got the job, and the day that she got the job, she also found out that she had a build date for her new car. Now, if anyone's ordered a new car at the minute, like, it's a bit of a nightmare in terms of they don't give you like a date straight away. They'll say roughly 8 months, roughly 9 months. And then a few months beforehand, you'll get a build date. And then you know it's kind of locked down, that it's definitely coming, or, you know, you've got a 2 week window, I think. So not only did she find out the same day that she got the job, which was like a tough, like 2 days worth of interviews, by the way, she got the job, and she also found that she got a build date for her car, which is just lovely, like the little cherry on the cake. And although she's so early into her manifestation journey, the things that she's kind of taken away from it that she shared with us is that she started to kind of ask, right, what is there for me? What is there out there for me? But also, what am I willing to accept? And I just thought, wow, they're so, so powerful in terms of those two little reflections. And she's only just started doing the work in the Month to Manifest course. So if you're listening now, then just remember that you're going to be on here soon. And I'll get her on. I'll definitely get her on once she's done the course and once she's manifested so much more in the next kind of 6 months. We'll get her on and she can regale this story, and you will all absolutely adore her. I know you will. The other thing that I wanted to, lest here for less emotional end to the podcast, is I had a bit of an aha moment when I was on another podcast. And it's weird because when you get interviewed, you kind of realize, oh, there's probably stuff that I haven't told my audience because maybe I haven't asked myself the right questions to give you all the information. And I started to, when I was on the Canny Crystals podcast, talk about things that I've manifested. It's really interesting when you look back, because if we are stuck in resistance, it's kind of good to look back and go, well, hang on a minute. If you feel like the thing isn't showing up for you, start to have a think about when you have found manifestation easy. You know, I've got clients who I've worked with in the past who are unbelievable at manifesting when it's something that they don't have resistance to, like real kind of like, oh my God, they were thinking about this person that they've not spoken to in 4 years. And then that person messages, like those types of manifestation. But then the thing that they are really desperately trying to manifest, they struggle with. So then what they do is kind of like give up rather than looking at the evidence of the things that they have manifested. So in terms of things that I've definitely manifested, I remember living in a house with my daughter, and it was the house that we'd moved to after we'd had to sell the family home. So this was just me and her in this house. I don't want to say I hated it, because obviously it provided a platform for me to move on from. So I didn't necessarily hate the house. I just hated where it was and what I looked at. It wasn't pretty. And yet the estate that I'd moved from was really pretty, and I loved it. I loved driving into it. So then coming to this house, it just, I don't think it's too dramatic to say it broke my heart every time I drove up to it. But it wasn't something, I always remember opening the curtains and thinking, I need to buy somewhere that when I open the curtains, I feel happy to be there. So that was my goal, to find somewhere when I opened the curtains, I'd be happy to live there. I just kind of had that as a thing in my head. And I remember when we managed to get the house, and it was on this lovely little courtyard, and I met one of my best friends, that's still my best friends to this day, who happened to be my new next door neighbor. Like, there was so much good stuff came from this next house. And I know 100% that that is what I was looking for. Like, a house for me does so much more than just house me. It's how I feel. It's the energy that I'm putting into myself and that I'm putting out to the world. And this next house gave me so much, like in terms of what I started to create from my vision board. Things that I started to create from my vision board. So when we got this house, and I had two cats at this point, I then got it into my head that I wanted a dog, right? I put it on my vision board. It was this, I just Googled like teacup Pomeranian, and there was this, I just literally put the first picture of the dog that came on, and it was this tiny little white Pomeranian. Which are unusual, like you don't often see white Pomeranians. And I didn't really put it on because of the colour, I just put it on because it was the first one that came up, so I just screenshotted and put it on. For months, we would, because I had to get my mum on board with this, because I worked away a lot and I had two cats, so it was so not the right time to get them, to get a dog. And I was trying to get my mum on board with this, like I begged her and begged her, because I wanted her to like look after the dog part-time. Like, she looked after my child when I went to work, and she was just not invested in this idea whatsoever. And I tried hard solidly for about 3 months. Like, my daughter would go in the house, and even on, like, my mom would have this little notepad on a fridge for like a shopping list it was. And every day Fia would put on that shopping list, buy me a dog. And eventually I gave up and I took it off my vision board. He's now pattering around in the office. I can hear him, if you can hear his little footsteps. I took him off the vision board and I kind of put it to the back of my mind, because it wasn't the right time to do it. Like, that's him sneezing. I was single parent, like two cats working away. It just definitely wasn't the right time. And then scroll on, I'm about to go on maternity leave. I'd be working full time in my coaching business. My cat, my last cat, the other one had had to be put down a few months before that. It was awful. She got knocked over and we were just so incredibly sad. And my husband, who never wanted a dog, was like, he was more on board because he saw how sad we were. Anyway, so I did my legwork on this in terms of like what Pomeranians were like as a breed, what would they would be like with new children, because I'm pregnant at this point, so I need a dog that's gonna like be good with kids. I went on a Facebook group for the breed. It was like, I don't know, Pomeranian something or other. Bearing in mind, this is like years later. This must be at least 5 years since I'd previously put it on my board and subsequently took it off. Anyway, I put it in the Facebook group. I'm looking for a puppy around about January time, because I thought, well, that'll give us 2 months to get used to being the parent of a newborn again. I mean, I was so crazy, wasn't I, thinking about getting a puppy at that time. Anyway, this lady got back to us and said, look, I've got a boy here ready to go. He's 18 months or something. And I was like, oh, right, okay. Like, I wasn't sure because I thought, no, I wanted a puppy. Anyway, she sent me a picture and he was, and if anyone follows us on social media, you know, he's a white Pomeranian, right? He's tiny as well. And I asked her all the questions like, well, is he good with kids? And she was like, yeah, like he's no bother. He's dead quiet. Like he's not a yappy dog. He's a real like kind of lap dog, loves sitting on your lap. And I genuinely thought she's having me here. Like she's just telling us what I want to hear. Anyway, we drove down to Sheffield, which was about kind of 3 hours. And we got there and I remember just thinking, oh my God, he's tiny. And that's the first thing that anyone ever says when they meet him. Like, oh, he's really small. Is he a puppy? He's fully grown. He's just really small. It turns out like teacup Pomeranians aren't a thing. Like you can't get a teacup Pomeranian. It just so happens they'll either be, you know, like as humans, they'll either be like, you know, small or at all. And he just happens to be small in the breed, but they don't have, you know, massively different sizes. He's just really small. And he is like a perfect manifestation of something that I really yearned for. I really, really wanted a dog. I grew up with a dog and he's pretty perfect. I love bringing him to work every day. And it's just so lovely to look at him and I kind of remember that he was a perfect manifestation in every way because he came at the right time. He was the exact colour, the exact size and all of the temperament I wanted. Like he was genuinely the perfect manifestation. And it may not have come at the time that I wanted, but it came at the time that it was meant to. Other things that I've manifested along the way, like my husband, definitely, like he is, and I've probably said that before. So my husband definitely is like every quality you would want in a partner. Well, for me anyway. And he's amazing in every way and he never ceases to be amazing. My boy, like manifesting my boy. I had a little baby boy on my vision board when we were trying to get pregnant. Because at the time, fear was about like going into like teens or what was like pre-teens, which I don't know if it's worse or not. And I just felt like there was too much female hormones in the house and I was desperate for a boy. So I put two images of families with a little boy on there. And even though my husband thought he was told when we went to get a scan, that the midwife had said, oh, I think I can see an arm moving. And we came out and I didn't even know she'd said that because we didn't want to know what gender it was. Luke was like, I know what it is. And he was like, I can't believe she told us. And I was like, are you sure though? And he was like, yeah, she definitely said something about her arm. And I was like, all right, okay. And I just put it at the back of my mind and we still picked out a name for a boy and a name for a girl. So it turns out he got it completely wrong. Or that's just how the midwife spoke because it was a boy in the end. So my manifestation worked when it came to that. My office is a manifestation. I had an office on my vision board because I didn't want to always work from home. I wanted to have a space where I stepped outside of home. But I knew like it was going to be a while off getting it because I'd only just started the business. So I just kind of had it on there, but expected that it would be a few years time, but I didn't have any resistance to having an office. And then it just so happened that there was an issue with the developers and they were absolutely horrific developers. However, the result of it was they tried to say that I couldn't work from home. We got solicitors involved. And while that was kind of in the background, we ended up viewing this office in the old fire station in Gosforth, just outside of Newcastle. And it is the perfect space. Everyone says when they come in, like, I love it in here. I love what you've done with it. It just feels so calming and relaxing. And it's perfect, absolutely perfect. And that was a genuine manifestation in terms of like the space that I eventually wanted to have. It just came quicker because the universe delivers us things at exactly the right time when we need them. And I thought I didn't need it a few years later, but I actually needed it now. Like, because I got an office a year later, I think we had the pandemic. If I hadn't had an office, I wouldn't have got any funding from the government. But because I had an office and I paid a business rate, I got some funding. Again, I just think the universe supports us totally when it needs to. I will continue this kind of list of manifestations in another episode, but I really just wanted to reiterate for anyone who is struggling right now with manifesting, go back to all the things that you've manifested so far. Really look into the detail, like what has come into your reality because of your thoughts. What things have you put out there and what are you currently in resistance to, and start doing the work on that resistance. It will absolutely happen when it's meant to. Always hold that in your thought system and go back to those lovely words that my friend said, which was, what is out there for me? And start really looking with like open eyes, like you're shopping in windows. What am I willing to allow in? What am I able to accept? What do I think I deserve? Okay. Have an amazing week, everyone. And I've got some fantastic guests coming up in the next few weeks for you all. But for now, enjoy the week. Start thinking about what you can manifest into your reality. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedauntcoaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.